May I speak and may we all hear in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is always good to gather here for this annual service of commissioning and rededication of Southwark Pastoral Auxiliaries, to be here with those new to this ministry and with those who have given faithful service, which we celebrate and to which you rededicate yourselves. But there is a particular poignant joy in today's service, because there is a sense of returning home. The cathedral, our mother church, has, as you know, a full calendar of services, such as this one, celebrating the ministers of the church and the rhythm of the seasons. A week from Saturday, for example, will see the ordination of deacons. But there has been an interruption in the life of the cathedral. On the afternoon of Saturday, the 3rd of June, I presided at a joyful service of confirmation here. But a few hours after that, the calm and happy atmosphere of the cathedral and its surroundings was rent asunder by terror. The next day, we had to relocate the diocesan Pentecost service to St. Mark's Kennington, and for a week the cathedral was closed within the police cordon at the centre of a crime scene. It is hard to say when there was last such a long interruption to the daily life of prayer in this sacred place. And although there have since then been some important services put together swiftly and with great skill to respond to recent events, not least the National Service of Hope on Friday, this evening service is an important moment in the restoration of the cathedral to its worshipping life. Of course, we cannot speak of getting back to normal, for this event and the other terrible scenes we have seen since and before have a lasting impact on those caught up in them, and some people have been robbed of any normality for their future. We have all been changed by what we have seen in these last weeks. Above all, perhaps, we are faced anew with the challenge to live out our Christian calling. For what do we have to set against acts of wickedness or culpable neglect? Simply this: acts of love and service. This is God's work to which we are called, and to which spars are called in a distinctive way. God works his healing power precisely through those willing to take the risk of ministering from the heart. In this ministry, we all have a part to play, not each of us the same part, but all held in honour, all dependent on one another, all supporting one another, as St. Paul teaches us in our reading from his first letter to the church in Corinth. And in this ministry, we are serving God as we serve others. This comes out so clearly in those wonderful words of our Lord in St. Matthew's Gospel: "As you did it to one of the least of these, you did it also to me." And we see it again in our reading from Genesis today. Abraham tends to the needs of the strangers, washing their feet, giving them shade from the sun, feeding them, and standing by to see what else they may need. And in feeding and welcoming the stranger, he feeds and welcomes the Lord God Almighty. He is entertaining angels of the Lord unawares. This Christian calling is sometimes hard, sometimes demanding, but it is not that complicated. We need to be Christ-centered and we need to be outward focused. Those two things mark each other with integrity. If we are truly one, we will pretty inevitably be the other. And then we just do what is placed before us, minister to those we know to be in need, be alongside the lonely and lost, serve, build up, heal, encourage. Probably at any moment in the history of London, more people are living in isolation than ever before. My only plea to you this evening, as we think of this, our cathedral church, re-establishing its daily life and witness, is to be sure that your ministry as spars is held within a rhythm of prayer. If we sustain the rhythm of prayer, God will use it to sustain us. It may be different for each person, but it needs to be regular and it needs to be faithful, praying even on those days when we do not see the light shining. Again, this is not complicated. It simply calls for persistence, patience, and commitment. That is what I am asking of our new spars this evening. It is in this way that we keep alive the sacred center within each of us, that we are turned outward again to minister to a sorrowing and needy and thirsty world. As you make or remake your commitment, or as you lay down your commission as a spar to become a spar emeritus, wherever you are in this cycle of ministry, that regular rhythm of prayer and scripture is essential, as it is for all parts of Christ's body, like the blood which flows through every limb and organ alike, keeping all alive as part of the whole. In this time when we see so much of darkness and sorrow in the world around us, we redouble our determination to be Christ-centered, for he calls us to hold up his light in this present darkness, sure in the knowledge that his light is brighter than the darkness is dark. For the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. And now to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be ascribed all might, majesty, dominion, and glory, world without end. Amen.